Another responsibility that certainly forms part of a pastor's role is admonition. I think that in this regard I did too little. There is always a problem in achieving a balance between authority and service. Maybe I should have been more assertive. I think this is partly a matter of my temperament. Yet it could also be related to the will of Christ, who asked his apostles not to dominate, but to serve. Obviously a bishop has authority, but much depends on the way he exercises it. If a bishop stresses his authority too much, then the people think all he can do is to issue commands. On the other hand, if he adopts an attitude of service, the faithful spontaneously tend to listen to him and willingly submit to his authority. So a certain balance is needed. If a bishop says, "I'm in charge here," or "I'm only here to serve," then something is missing. He must serve by ruling and rule by serving. We have an eloquent model of this dual approach in Christ himself. He served unceasingly. But in the spirit of serving God, he was also able to expel the money changers from the temple when this was needed. I do think, though, that despite my reluctance to rebuke others, I made all the necessary decisions. As the Metropolitan of Krakow, I tried very hard to make those decisions in a collegial spirit. That is to say, I consulted my auxiliary bishops and other co-workers. Every week, we met for curial sessions during which all matters were discussed in the light of the greater good of the Archdiocese.